Hello, Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, so I am not obligated or bound by their tradition, vain philosophy, or wisdom of word that makes the cross of Christ of none effect in my life. In short, I am not a hired shepherd. I have been called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross of Christ. I have been obedient and faithful to that heavenly vision that I received my calling through. And I have been endued with power from on high by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free if you will apply it in your life by faith. Let us pray. From 2 Thessalonians 1, 11 through 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would continue to count us worthy of your calling as we place our faith in the cross. And I pray that you would fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness, and that with power you may complete in us every work of faith by the resurrected Christ Jesus in us as we die to self on the cross daily. Thus may the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified and become more glorious in us, and may we be glorified in the resurrected Christ Jesus, who is glorified in us. According to your grace, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles clearly and simply, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that the seed sown would spring forth in an abundance of resurrection life in the believer, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness for the kingdom of God unto the glory of God the Father. I also pray you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today or blinding the minds of the hearers. Amen and amen. All praises be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All blessing and honor and glory and power and might and wisdom and thanksgiving be unto our God and unto the Lamb. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord has instructed me to continue to teach on being born of water and of the Spirit. John 3:3 declares that unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in John 3:5, Jesus tells us that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. His kingdom is not of this world. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the way we must worship him is the way we must be born into his spiritual kingdom, in spirit and in truth. The truth is the water spoken of in John 3:5. Being born of water does not refer to being born of natural birth or water baptism, as many proclaim and believe. This is in error. Being born of water refers to hearing the truth of the gospel of the kingdom and accepting it by faith. 1 Corinthians 1:18 through 21 declares that it pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching of the cross to save them that believe. We can only be born of water by hearing the message of the cross. No other message saves, and no other message keeps us saved. The message of the cross is that we are all sinners destined for an eternal hell because of the fall of Adam, and there is nothing we can do to save ourselves. Because we are born in sin, we are all condemned to be separated from God forever in hell. But God, in his infinite mercy, wisdom, love, and pleasure of his goodness, sent his Word, Jesus Christ, to become flesh. Jesus is God, the Word, in a flesh body. And in that flesh body, He destroyed all the works of Satan through human flesh by living a sinless life. Then, having been qualified to be a spotless, perfect sacrifice by living a sinless life, He took on Himself the punishment of all of our sins from a just God that must punish sin. In other words, our sins killed Him. The penalty for any and all sin is death. So our sins put Jesus to death and shed His innocent blood on the ground. But it was not just any death. It was the cruelest, most shameful, and humiliating death ever devised in the minds of wicked men. It was death on the cross. Cursed is everything that hangs on the tree. Jesus took all of our sins and the shame of sin and the curse of sin on Himself and chose to obey the Father's will to be crucified naked on the cross for all of your sins and mine. Because of His great love for you and me, Jesus chose to give up His life to pay the price for our sins. And so He died for our sins. And after the price for our sins was paid in full, death could not hold Him because He was sinless. And so He rose from the dead. This is the message of the cross. This is the water of the Word we must be born of. We simply have to hear this message and believe this message, and we are born of water. The water of the Word hanging from the cross sanctifies and cleanses us when we believe. Ephesians 2 and 8 declares that by grace we have been saved through faith. That is, all mankind was saved at the cross 2,000 years ago. But that salvation is only appropriated through faith. That is, believing the message. And Ephesians 5:26 declares that Jesus, the Word, sanctifies us and cleanses us with the washing of water by the Word. Only after we believe that Jesus' innocent blood was shed because of our sins can we see the kingdom of God, because we are not born again until we believe. And if we do not believe in the blood sacrifice, we are not made into the righteousness and holiness of Christ Jesus, because we have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If we do not believe in the blood sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we are not made holy and righteous. And if we are unrighteous and unholy, we can't receive the Spirit of God, because He is a holy God and cannot fellowship with sin. We first must be made holy and righteous by believing in the blood sacrifice of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:14 lets us know that the natural or unrighteous and unholy man cannot receive, accept, welcome, or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, because they are meaningless nonsense to him. Neither can one who is born of water and made righteous and holy by faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus grow in knowledge and understanding of God and become more intimate with God the Father if he removes his faith from the cross. Because when we remove our faith from the cross, we lose our holiness and our righteousness. And the Spirit of God, who is a holy God, cannot then come to us with revelation of truth that can only be discerned spiritually. So, we are born of water by believing in the blood sacrifice of Jesus. And we can only stay born of water by continually believing that our righteousness and our holiness comes to us only by faith in the cross. Romans 10 and 10 declares that we believe unto righteousness. And we must never stop believing that our righteousness comes to us only by faith in the cross, or we will lose our righteousness. Nothing we can do can give us the righteousness of God. Only our belief in what Jesus did for us on the cross. Romans 10:9 through 10 declares that we are saved by confessing that God has raised Christ Jesus from the dead. This is how we are born of the Spirit. There is a lot of spiritual meaning in that confession that a man who is not born of water cannot receive. A natural man that is not born of water cannot see the kingdom of God in the cross of Christ. It is foolishness to him. A natural, unrighteous, unholy man cannot receive a revelation of the cross of Christ as revealed in Romans chapter 6. Because the spiritual revelation can come to us only by faith in the cross of Christ. To the spiritually born man who has believed that his righteousness comes only by faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus, the Spirit of God can show him what that confession means. Romans chapter 6 explains that the confession of God the Father raising Christ Jesus from the dead means that our old sin nature is placed in Christ by His death. And if we were in Christ in His death, then we are with Christ in His resurrection. And it is no longer us that lives, but Christ Jesus living in us. This is stated in Galatians 2 and 20. This must ever be our confession to stay saved. When temptations arise, we must confess, "Oh no, I no longer live, but it is Christ Jesus who lives in me, and He is sinless." He doesn't do that. He lives only to do the will of the Father and finish the work He sent Him to do. This is being born of the Spirit. When we make this confession daily, the Holy Spirit will guide us in the Father's perfect will, and we will live free from the law of sin and death, and we will live in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those not led by the Spirit of God have never made this confession and are sons of Satan. You must be born of water and of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God and do the Father's will. The time is short, and you must do the Father's will to enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 7:21 through 23 declares that many will call Jesus Lord, but only those that do the Father's will shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Do you know the Father's will for your life? 1 John 2 and 17 declares that the end result of all man's will and desires that are focused on things of this world will pass away, that is, lead to eternal death. But he that does the will of the Father will have eternal life. My beloved brethren, do you know the will of God for your life? If you don't, you're not walking in eternal life. We can't do the will of God apart from a faith in the cross of Christ and death of our old nature that lusts after and desires the things of this world. We must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Father daily to enter the kingdom of God and remain in eternal life. Have you been doing the will of the Father? If not, repent and come back to faith in the cross. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.